Come plan your dream wedding all in one day at the 17th Annual Newport Bridal Show on March 3rd. Meet with more than 80 top wedding professionals at two of Newport's most romantic venues, Rose Cliff and Ocean Cliff Mansions. Visit NewportBridalShow.net to buy your ticket today.
We learned this when the employees up there told us that they had been given their notices that they were getting laid off. When they laid off the airport attendants, Ryak said, our maintenance employee can fill in. But he's busy maintaining an airport, and plus he's doing a good job, but he only works 40 hours a week, and the airport has operations for 70 or 80 hours a week, is when it's open and planes are taking off and landing. So on his days off or when he's out doing maintenance in the field, there's no one to answer the radios or to guide pilots to parking places or to give them wheel chocks or whatnot. Block Island is one of the only airports that doesn't have as much revenue as we have for expenses. And the reason why is we don't have on Block Island fuel sales for avgas, and we don't have hangars to rent, which is one of the primary sources of revenue at the other airports. Airports like Block Island or Westerly or North Central or Newport, who also don't have air traffic control towers, the airport attendant's job is to answer any radio calls from the aircraft to tell them which runway is currently in use. So there isn't a conflict with planes landing on opposing runways. They could run in, if the airport has more than one, they could run into each other at the intersection. Or in this case, last weekend, two aircraft were coming from different directions and the wind was from the north, which is a crosswind, which means you could land on either end of the runway. And two planes are attempting to land at the same time at opposite ends of the same runway after calling the airport attendant and getting no answer. So the request is, you give your airport number, you ask what the active runway is, and it's the preferred runway that planes have been using. And since there was no answer, they thought, okay, well, it's pilot's choice then. And luckily there was an aircraft on the ground that overheard them each announcing that they were going to land at either ends of the runway, who told them what the active runway was through his aircraft radio. And the plane that was landing the wrong direction went around and landed properly. But the fact that airport attendants have been providing that information for years makes it a safer airport. When I go out in the morning and there's birds on the runway, I have to taxi up and down the runway to drive the birds off with my plane before I can safely take off. Normally, I would call the airport attendant. They would go out there in the truck. That scare the birds off. They would tell me that it's safe to take off, and then I could do so. It may cost the state more to plow state roads in some towns than others, but those towns shouldn't have to pay more state sales tax, for example, than other towns just because it costs the state more to operate a state agency within that town. They're looking to cut the general aviation budget any way they can, and they thought they could cut here first because no one would say anything about it.